Well, certainly it is different being in a supermajority, and that really showed during the veto session where the legislature overrode 10 gubernatorial vetoes. That was a record for state history, and certainly Republicans in both the House and the Senate have used that tool effectively, and having a supermajority, of course, requires that. On the Senate side, supermajority is not as much of a factor in successful legislation and legislating effectively through the process. The House, incidentally, no longer has a supermajority because of vacancies. One member was elected to Congress, and then there are two other vacancies. Those have yet to be filled, so the 100,000 people roughly in those districts total have no representation on the House side. And then we have one vacant Senate seat.